Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're getting into something that can completely change how a jungle or old-school D&B track feels, the bassline turn. This is the moment where your low end pivots. It stops looping politely and starts behaving like a record. It leans into the next phrase, teases the drop, or flips the energy with just enough attitude to keep the floor moving. And in old-school-inspired D&B, that turn matters a lot, because it's often the difference between a bass line that just sits there and a bass line that actually tells the track where to go. The goal here is simple: make the turn feel intentional, musical, and dangerous, while keeping the sub solid and the drums in control. Why this works in D&B is because the genre is built on tension and release, but that release has to stay locked to the snare, the break, and the low-end relationship. If the bass is too wide, too long, too busy, or too disconnected from the drums, the whole thing gets mushy. But when the turn is right, the track suddenly feels alive. The room tightens. The groove leans forward. That's the feeling we want. So let's build this properly in Ableton Live 12. First, split the bass into two jobs. One job is the sub-anchor. The other is the movement layer. Keep them separate. That's one of the cleanest ways to work in D&B, because the sub can stay stable and centered, while the character layer gets gritty, detuned, filtered, or resampled without wrecking the low end. For the sub, use something clean. Operator works brilliantly, or a very simple wave-eatable patch with a sign-like fundamental. You want it focused. Keep it mono. Don't widen it. Don't dress it up too much. Let it do the boring job, because that boring job is what makes the whole bass feel heavy and reliable. For the movement layer, use something with attitude. A Reese patch, a filtered saw stack, or even a resampled bass hit from your own sound design. This is where the character lives. This layer can be the thing that snarls, opens up, or changes tone as the phrase turns. What to listen for here is very simple. Does the sub still feel stable when the movement layer gets more expressive? And can you still hear the note choice clearly when the drums are hitting? If the answer is no, the movement layer is probably doing too much. It should support the bass line, not steal its identity. Now, before you get fancy, write the phrase as an 8-bar idea. Don't start with a tiny loop and hope it becomes a full arrangement. Make bars 1 to 6 establish the groove, and reserve bars 7 and 8 for the turn. That keeps the phrase musical and DJ-friendly. A strong shape might be this. The first two bars establish the motif, the next two repeat it with a small variation, bars 5 and 6 open up slightly, and bars 7 and 8 give you the bassline turn. That turn can take a few different forms. You might flip the register and answer in a higher octave. That gives you a more obvious old-school, ravey feeling. Or you might pivot tonally, moving to a note that suggests the next section and creates tension before release. If you want something more direct and energetic, go for the octave flip. If you want something darker and more underground, go for the tonal pivot. Both work. The key is to make a choice, not just throw notes at the end of the phrase and hope one lands. Now bring the drums in early. Kick, snare, hats, and a break if you're using one. Bassline turns only feel convincing when they respect the snare-led phrasing. In D&B, the snare is a landmark. If your bass lands right on top of it too much, the groove loses shape. So loop two bars and listen to drums plus sub only. Mute the movement layer. This is one of the best QC checks you can do. What to listen for? Does the snare still crack through? Does the bass make the groove feel heavier, or does it flatten the pocket? If the drums suddenly feel crowded, shorten the notes a little and move the bass attacks away from the snare moment. Sometimes a tiny change in note length does more than another effect ever will. Once that skeleton works, shape the movement layer with stock Ableton devices. A really solid starting chain is auto filter into saturator into EQ8. Or if you want to stay more synth native, wave-eatable into saturator into compressor can also work. Use the filter as a phrasing tool, not just a transition effect. Open it slightly during the turn, then bring it back down. That makes the phrase feel like a shout rather than a constant roar. Saturation should add grit, not destroy the shape. Usually a few dB is enough. And if the reese starts biting too hard, trim some of that harshness around the upper mids with EQ8. A good workflow trick here is to freeze and flatten or resample once the movement layer is close. That gives you audio you can cut, reverse, trim, and edit like a jungle record. And that's a huge part of this sound. A lot of classic jungle attitude comes from editing, not just synthesis. Now let's talk about the actual turn feel, because this is where the groove really comes alive. A bassline turn is often more about note length and spacing than it is about note count. Longer notes feel heavy and continuous. Shorter notes feel nervous and sharp. In old school D&B, A strong turn often combines both. You might have one held note that anchors the bar, then a short pickup that snaps the phrase forward. Try shortening the turn notes slightly. If the rest of the bass is full beat length, reduce the turn notes to around 70 to 85% of that. Then create a little micro gap before the next phrase. Sometimes that tiny pocket is exactly what makes the turn feel intentional. What to listen for here? Does the phrase pull your ear into bar 9 without needing extra fills? If it does, stop and respect that. Don't overdecorate it. A good turn often works best when it's clean and confident. If the phrase needs a little more motion, add a controlled pitch or octave move, but only where it serves the arrangement. Keep the sub mostly stable. Let the movement layer move more freely. That's a really important discipline in DNB, because too much low register movement can wreck mono clarity and make the club response blurry. So think in terms of narrow range for most of the phrase, then a slight lift in bar 7, then the real pivot in bar 8. You do not need a melody. In fact, in this style, too much melody can make the bass sound like it belongs in a different track. Often one well-placed note is enough, if the drums are strong and the phrasing is right. Now clean up the low end before you print anything final. On the bass bus, keep the chain practical. EQ8 for cleanup, saturator for controlled harmonics, and maybe a very light glue compressor if the movement layer has uneven peaks. High pass the movement layer if it's fighting the sub. Keep the sub mono. Trim mud if the bass starts feeling boxy, especially around the low mids, and don't overcompress. In DNB, too much compression can kill the snap that makes the turn feel alive. Also, check mono. Seriously, the sub and anything carrying the actual low-end pitch should stay centered. The movement layer can be wider if you want, but the low-end core has to survive mono. If the phrase gets smaller or disappears in mono, the design is too dependent on stereo width. At this point, the turn should already feel good with just drums and bass. If it does, great, you're in the zone. Now comes the very jungle move. Resample the movement layer or the full bass turn to audio. Edit it like a record, not like a synth preset. Trim the tail. Reverse a tiny fragment into the downbeat. Duplicate the last note into a short stab if that helps. Fade the end slightly if there's a click that fights the snare. This is where the phrase starts to feel handmade. Jungle and old school bass often have that chopped, edited personality. It's not about pristine perfection. It's about contour, attitude, and timing that feels played. If the resampled version feels too polished, don't just widen it more. Add a little more saturation or a slightly rougher edit. Grit often reads better than size. Now listen to the whole thing in context with the drums and the next section's material. Ask yourself one question. Does the bass turn make the next phrase feel like a real arrival? That question matters because arrangement is part of the bass design. If the turn ends and the next section drops immediately, that gives you hard transition energy. If you leave a half beat or a beat of negative space after the turn, then bring the bass back with a fresh drum accent, it feels darker and more suspenseful. Both are valid. Choose hard impact if you want pressure. Choose negative space if you want menace. And when you automate, keep it simple. One or two moves is usually enough. Maybe the filter opens a touch over the last two beats. Maybe the saturation increases slightly on the final note. Then it snaps back at the top of the next phrase. You want the bassline to feel like it's shifting weight, not like it's showing off a plug-in chain. A really useful advanced habit is to build your first pass drier than you think. A lot of producers load up the turn with too much filter motion, too much reverb, too much width, before the actual phrase is strong. Start with rhythm, note length, and one tonal change. If it works dry, it will survive the embellishment. Another good quality check. Mute the movement layer and listen to sub plus drums only. If the phrase still pulls forward, the structure is strong. Then unmute the movement layer and ask whether it adds identity or just noise. If it's just noise, replace it. If you can hear the phrase at low volume, that's even better, because it means the rhythm and harmonic motion are actually doing the work. Common mistakes to avoid here are pretty clear. Don't make the turn too wide. Don't use too many notes. Don't let the bass overlap the snare so much that the crack disappears. Don't overdrive the whole chain. And don't design the bass line without the drums. Solo sound design can lie to you. The groove tells the truth. For darker, heavier DNB, keep the tension in the upper bass, not the sub. Let the sub stay almost boring. Put the menace in the res or distorted layer above it. That gives you weight without turning the low end into fog. You can also use a little resonance carefully on the filter if you want the final note to snarl, but stay disciplined. Too much resonance and it starts sounding like a whistle instead of a bassline turn. If you want an even more authentic jungle feel, resample the movement layer and keep some imperfection in the edits. Tiny clipping, a micro gap before the last note, or a slightly ugly tail can all sound better than a perfectly smooth sweep. That roughness feels alive. Now, let's land this with a practical mindset. Build an 8-bar loop. Put the bass line turn in bars 7 and 8. Use one sublayer and one movement layer. Keep the sub mono. Use only a single automation lane for the first pass. Then print the movement layer or the full turn to audio and compare versions.